Hi, this is collective bargaining. And the date, is it the 6th? Okay, October 6th, 2014. So I got the date and the place right. So far, so good. Should we introduce ourselves? Because I know that there's a lot of new faces in the room, and so we can go around and say who we are and what our role is. Do you want to start, Charlie, now?
Sure. I'm Charlie Piper. I work in faculty relations, and I assist the team.
Eileen Ryan. I work in academic affairs. I assist the team from faculty relations.
I'm Ronnie Karosik, part of the bargaining team.
I'm Mike Matamore. I'm with the law firm of Allen Norton Blue, and I'm serving in the capacity as the chief negotiator for the university.
Lynn Heppner, Dean's Office, Arts and Humanities.
Sarah Lovell, Compensation Manager for UCF.
Julie Needham, Senior Compensation Manager.
And got a promotion. Yeah.
Me? I'm Barbara Fritchie. I am on the bargaining team for UFF.
And I'm John Fouth, and I'm the chief negotiator for the bargaining team and faculty in the biology department.
I'm Mike Proctor. I'm just an observer right now on the bargaining team.
I'm Dan Murphy. I'm the UFF counsel, and I'm in the Department of History.
I'm Jim Gilkerson, and I am the UFF chapter president.
I'm Scott Langay. I'm an instructor in writing and rhetoric. I'm also the secretary for UFF.
I'm Donna Malvey. I'm in the Department of Health Management Informatics. I'm on the council, and I'm here as an observer today.
I'm Thomas Wu. I'm from Electrical Engineering. I'm an observer today.
Hi, I'm Candy Churchill. I'm the Service Unit Director with United Faculty of Florida. I'm just observing today as well, but I help the team whenever you need.
All right, well, John and I welcome everybody. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your interest. What's up, John?
Well, a lot, actually, hopefully. So we were really appreciative of the last bargaining session, how smoothly it went, and we'd like to keep that momentum rolling.
Okay.
We'd also like to recognize what John Spruill said last December, I think it was, that he'd like to see us put together a multi-year agreement in terms of salary. And where ADI is part of the, it's just a matter of course, and where UFF privileges are just a matter of course.
Okay.
And so we'd like to sort of seize the moment and try to move forward with that regard. So one of the things that I just wanted to share with folks, I've got some copies of this to pass out, is what UCF's been able to do in the last decade or so. So the front page there is the global reputation rankings, the world rankings of universities, and you can see that UCF started off in right about at position 400. We've gone as high as in the high 200s and recently fell back down a little bit. With the exception of USF, all the other Florida universities have done that as well, Florida State most notably. But if you flip that page over, you can see that some other institutions that started off in the same place we did have just dropped off the radar screen, as it were, in the world rankings. So UCF faculty have been able to do quite a remarkable job. And on the second page, you can see the data as of November last year. In terms of the student-faculty ratio, UCF has the highest in the country. Well, it's the highest in the state. It's among the highest in the country. But we still receive more funding per investigator than either UF or FSU. And those are land and sea grant institutions and are much older than UCF is. So the faculty has been able to do quite a remarkable job over that time. We're really heartened that there are a whole bunch of new hires coming in. We view them as the cavalry arriving maybe just in time to reverse this recent trend. But one of the other things we'd like to recognize is that over the last 10 or 11 years, in terms of comparisons to the computer price, the consumer price index, the faculty have lost about 6% in terms of their salaries over that time. So we haven't kept up with inflation. And if you look at, yeah, and that's including the retirement in. So the most recent negotiations that we just successfully concluded so quickly was a really positive step in the right direction. And if we can maintain this through the full book, we'll get at least caught up to where UCF faculty were in 2003. We'll still be behind other institutions in the state, especially at the instructor ranks, where there's quite a gap. And we'll still be below where we are nationally, the national comparisons. So I just wanted to throw that out for you to consider or not. But we feel like UCF is a special place, that the faculty are very productive. They work really hard. And so we're prepared to move through this full book fairly rapidly, if you guys are prepared to do it.
Okay, good, John. We appreciate that. We appreciate all of those thoughts. And we, too, would like to continue the progress that we started last time we met. Where would you like to begin?
Well, we've looked through a whole bunch of the articles, and there are quite a few, especially the ones that deal with processes and procedures at the university that we're comfortable with. You may be aware we recently sent out a survey to the bargaining unit, and one of the things that emerged from that survey are very, very few criticisms or suggestions for improving a lot of the processes and procedures. And so it seems like those have been worked out. They've been settled fairly well. They seem to be withstanding the test of time. And several of them were TA'd last time off the previous version unchanged. So there are a whole bunch of those.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to put together a list and then go from there.
If you could tell me what you think you're comfortable with in its current language form, that's a good place to start, because then we can go back and, you know, maybe we'll take a look at those articles that you're comfortable with, and maybe at these first couple of sessions we'll be able to knock some of these out.
Okay.
It looks like you have a list.
I've got a list.
Okay.
I don't have it to give to you as we're still looking at, but I can give you the numbers.
I got them.
In fact, I have some even here with two clean copies in case you're inclined to just sign them today. So numbers 1, 4, 10 through 16, 21, 25 through 28, and 31.
Okay, so it's 1, 4, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 21, 25, 26, 27, 28, and 31.
Based on what Jim told me.
Okay.
Did I miss it?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
I listened.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did I get it?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a caucus and we'll get right back.
Great. Thanks. Are we back on?
Yeah. Are we back on? Thank you. John, we appreciate the approach. Like I said before, we went into our caucus and we didn't want to take up too much time. We have some that you have proposed to agree upon as status quo that we can sign off on today.
Oh, good.
And the others, we want to make clear, though, that with the others, that we're not going to sign off today. It does not necessarily mean we have an issue with them.
Of course.
It's just that we
want
to read them over kind of
sure
one more time before we do TA on them. Now, Charlie can get us copies to TA on these, or you might have them. But the ones that we feel we can sign today are 1, 14, 25, 27, 28, and 31.
And
by and large, they're short ones. We're able to read them fast.
Okay, so number one I have.
Okay.
14 I don't because it's a long one. 25 I have. 27 I have.
Do we need to get 14 printed?
Yeah, well, can we get...
Do you want to do it right now or do you want to wait till the next session?
28 and 31.
I'm good, but if you can do it now, it's good.
1, 14, 25, 27, 28, and 31. Sorry.
Yep.
We thought 14 might be good because it is a process of people currently in, you know, and we might as well send a message that that's not going to change.
And that whole suite from 10 to 16 and the faculty survey, we didn't get any feedback that there was a fundamental problem with the process. If anything, it was the quirks of something that happened in someone's unit. It was the fact that something was perceived to have not been followed that was causing grief, so.
I just initialed and dated them.
Oh, okay. So. You didn't. All right. Every page.
While we're in our caucus, that
the aughts, like 05, 06.
Right, well, I was just thinking it's easier for people to have a current example so then they don't have to look so hard. But, I mean, it's not a deal breaker for me. I don't care, but I like rolling it forward so that you're using the ones that make sense, since we only change this every 3 years.
So it would say hired fall 2013 or spring 2014 would receive their first cumulative progress evaluation in spring 2015?
I would even go forward, because this contract covers 2015 or 2018.
Uh-huh.
So I was saying make it somewhere in the middle so that it's useful to the people that are at the time. But it doesn't...
Well, what would you suggest, John?
I don't have it in front of me anymore.
Maybe 15, 16, 17.
Here.
So receive their first cumulative progress evaluation. Right now it says spring 14, so if you kick it forward 2 years, it'll say it ticks 16, then you kick the other two dates forward 2 years, and it'll say 14 and 15.
But the same premise holds true.
Of course, it doesn't change any meaning. It's just an example that's helpful.
You would just leave it on it.
Using the document to leave it. Oh,
I think,
okay.
Yeah, I'm fine leaving it. Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, are you on the, you're on the left side?
While you were pulling this together, you kind of moved the next bargaining day.
So from the 12th to the 3rd?
Yeah.
Okay. And we TA'd all six articles?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna give it to you right now. And I guess just for the purpose of the just for the purposes of the recording, we TA'd articles 1, 14, 25, 27, 28, and 39. Well, that's a good start.
Shall we press ahead?
What do you want to do, John?
Okay. Actually, do you have a color copier by any chance nearby? Because I didn't make anywhere near enough copies for everybody. But we have some proposed changes to Articles 2 and 7. They're what I would call housekeeping sorts of changes. Let's pull that one out. All right, I'll let you make copies.
If you could get one for everyone in the room, it'd be awesome.
I think you all have one.
You all have one on your team? Right.
We'll slide a couple across so you can at least take a look at what we're thinking about.
We could probably share one if you want.
Yeah. So the idea behind Article 2 is to schedule consultations twice each semester during the academic year, just so that both sides can communicate more effectively with each other. If there's nothing on the agenda, then of course we're gonna cancel the meeting, but at least it gives us two standing meetings to discuss any issues that might come up. With only one a year, sometimes we've got a 6 month lag. You know, if we have a meeting, a consultation in October, the next one may not be until April, and that's quite a long time. Article 7 is more on paperwork reduction. So it's a bunch of documents that the university had to make for us. And I think with just one spreadsheet, we can then calculate averages. I mean, this is sort of archaic language from the old days when you had mainframe computers probably and not everybody could just get the information.
She just wants that. that one.
Oh, she just wants that one.
I just wanted to scan it.
Ah, okay.
And there's a back side to that page.
Right, that's, it doesn't seem to be requested, and this one,
just
actually deleting a couple reports, which would make me very happy. If I can, I'll have to go over that with the people that generate the reports and make sure that I can do that for you. Be sure, but.
But it seems reasonable otherwise.
It doesn't seem out of.
Okay.
For our database, the most unique identifier is work email, so we usually want work email so we can quickly upload it and compare people.
Okay.
Doesn't say email.
But one of the things we've been working on is making sure that
yeah.
They have the same information so you can make those comparisons.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, could we add one more thing to 7.2D1, which is the name, rank, all those other things, but also the work email.
Address.
Email address, yeah.
What would be the purpose of work address, you said?
The work email address. Because it's a unique identifier, it's easy to sort by and things to make sure that we don't have people in the database twice and things like that.
So Charlie, you're going to check on that?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, we'll take these back and.
Next session, what are we going to do?
Well, hopefully, we'll be able to respond to some of the proposals for status quo. We'll try to get back on both of these.
Okay.
And. We'll come in with some stuff.
Okay. Should we ask which articles they're going to come in with so that we don't have the same
no.
Come in?
Yeah, that's actually a good suggestion. You can ask it.
Well, we're planning to come in with more proposals as well, so maybe we should decide which articles you want to bring proposals on and which ones we should bring proposals on so we don't.
Good. Why don't you tell us what you're planning on bringing in, and then we'll focus on something. We'll focus on other ones. So we're not, you're right, we shouldn't be just passing paper back and forth. We should be responding to something.
Okay.
Because then things get kind of.
Yeah.
Should we caucus and talk about
yeah, why don't we, can we caucus just yeah. for a few minutes and then we'll be right
it'll
back.
It'll be quick.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got?
You always lead off. Okay. So what we'll bring next time are sort of one in the just housekeeping inventory, one in the hopefully not too much effort category, and then one that we're probably going to have to talk about a bit.
Okay.
So we'll bring numbers 5, 8, and 18.
Okay. All right. And so we'll go through the contract and find and look at other articles, and we'll bring in articles so that we're not overlapping.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
And Charlie, the ranking information is from the...
Which page?
Page 1,
blue?
The bottom one that you're looking at, the blue one, the one your left hand's on, yeah. It's from the 2014 World University Rankings. It's the academic ranking of world universities. But the shorthand slang for it is the Shanghai Index. Because that's right.
Word for it. Okay.
Okay.
Any other?
That's compiled from public information from the universities.
So you compiled it yourself?
Yeah. And it, the academic world ranking, those were screenshots from early this morning. The data in the other one is current as of last November. I haven't updated it for this year's numbers. Probably are going to be available pretty soon.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you on the third.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.